Caribbean.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, yeah. What's happening, y'all? And welcome to another funky, fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. Tonight, we have the return of the very lovely Sophia Janelle Taylor. She's going to stop by and talk to us about that old nasty-ass book she got out called Faithful Liars. I can't wait to talk about that thing tonight. Listen, it's going to be a great interview. Can't wait till she stops in. Last time she was here was a little over a year ago. We had a great time. Folks, so stop on in. That's happening in about a half an hour from now. Plus, folks, you know what we do 30 minutes from now. We have you when it comes to the weather. We got you updated. Plus, you're only seconds away from an NPR news update and the three-minute commentary. Folks, it is the J. Rouse Show Wednesday edition. Plus, the listening lounge will be smooth as hell tonight. Sit back, get ready. It is time to get this party. Jump off. I'm ready to get it started. All right, coming. We're 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 coming. T.O., let's get this party started right now.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on NPR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has rejected suggestions by some the military be given greater flexibility to rethink complete withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2016 based on conditions there. Hagel says the decision by President Obama to cut the number of troops in Afghanistan into less than 5,000 by the end of next year to 1,000 by 2016 stands.
Generally, those decisions have been made, and we're proceeding on that basis.
The announcement comes on the heels of an incident yesterday where a top U.S. military commander was gunned down by an Afghan Army soldier. It was Major General Harold Green, a two-star general. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a one-year ban on agricultural imports from countries that have sanctioned Russia, including the U.S. and most of Europe. Karin Dzhmarzin reports from Moscow.
President Vladimir Putin's decree said that agricultural products, raw materials, and food items would be part of the measure, but stopped short of listing exactly what products will ultimately be blacklisted. Over the last few weeks, as the U.S. and the EU stepped up sanctions, Russian regulatory agencies began threatening to ban food imports. Officials have already named U.S. poultry and European produce as imports likely to face limits. Last year, Russia imported about $1.3 billion in food and agricultural products from the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Karin Dzhmarzin in Moscow.
The World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has now claimed more than 930 lives, with more than 1,700 people sickened. NPR's Nurit Eisenman has more.
Most of the new cases are in two countries at the center of the outbreak, Sierra Leone and Liberia. But the count is also starting to mount in Nigeria, where the WHO is reporting 9 cases and 1 death. Nigerian officials have already added a second death to that list, a nurse who helped treat the first man to die in Nigeria. Patrick Sawyer was a Liberian-American who was apparently infected in Liberia before boarding a plane for Nigeria and dying there. Narit Eisenman, NPR News.
The nation's trade gap, that's the difference between what U.S. companies sent overseas and foreign firms shipped to U.S. shores, narrowed in June. Commerce Department says the trade deficit fell 7% to a seasonally adjusted $41.5 billion. That's down from $44.7 billion in May. Exports were up 0.1%, while imports fell 1.2%. That's the most in a year. The unexpected decline shows that growth in the second quarter may have been stronger than the government's initial estimates. On Wall Street, stocks barely budged today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 13 points to end the session at 16,443. NASDAQ gained 2 points to close at 43.35. Standard & Poor's 500 was up a fraction of a point today. It ended the session at 1920. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You don't realize as a person things that you say, what type of effect it will have or it could have on other folks. Now listen, we are a very, 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 very small fish in a big pond when it comes to media. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure if I would classify us as a part of the media, because we have an internet radio show doesn't necessarily mean that we are a part of the media. But I guess by the definition, I guess we are. I guess you're asking where I'm going with this. Where I'm going with this is, you know, for the past couple of weeks here on the TGRS Radio Network, we've been having a conversation about domestic violence. And, you know, the thing that's so crazy about this whole conversation, because we started it off on the serious side and then we talked about it a little on the J. Ryle Show and things of that nature, I'm still getting messages from ladies saying things like, I can't believe that you support, you know, domestic violence. And I'm thinking, my God, at this level, right, at this very, very small level, it's having this type of impact on people. I'm thinking, good God, what if I was as big as Tom Joyner? What if we had a show that was just as big as the Tom Joyner Morning Show, or Ricky Smiley, or some of those guys that are out there? Man, I'd be in front of the cameras right now apologizing. And so let me say this for the record. I never said that I supported domestic violence. People really and truly need to listen, okay? Because that's not what I said. The conversation and all this, that damn Ray Rice, had he not punched his girlfriend's lights out and drug her out the elevator, and had not the freaking NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, would have suspended his ass for 6 games, and had Stephen A. Smith had not said what he said, I wouldn't be doing this 3-minute commentary. But I digress. Listen, all I said was, folks, and let me repeat it one last time, so people will know what I meant and what I said. I said that, first of all, I would never put my hands on a female. A man who beats a woman is a coward. But that was not the conversation. The conversation is, or was, if a female walks up to a man and punches him in the eye, face, just assaults him, does that man have the right to defend himself? And I'm on the side of saying, yes, he does. And I got criticized, and I'm still getting hit with this, you know, from the ladies who are out there saying, I can't believe that you would condone a man hitting a woman. No, I don't. I'm just saying that if you are a woman and if you run up and start trying to smack some dude around, you should think before you swing on this guy. And I'm saying that the only reason why you swung on this guy is because of the umbrella or the unwritten rule that a man shouldn't hit a woman. Look, I've gone past my 3 minutes. That's my thought. That's my opinion. And I hope I never have to talk about this again.
that concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make you do what I do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, your boy is under assault, man. You know what? I should have followed your lead, and I should have kept my damn mouth shut. That's what I should have done. Because I'm telling you, I am getting beat up. Now, Mr. L.E.S., for the record, did I say that I supported domestic violence against women?
No, you didn't say that. But
thank
you. You didn't say a brother can punch a woman's lights out. So.
Now, that's not what I said. See, you know what, man? I cannot ever come to you for no damn support because you're going to figure out a way to throw me under the bus like you just did. You sorry, sap sucker. Well, please, explain this.
Jay didn't say he supports domestic violence.
Thank you. That's not what I said. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I tell you something else I'm getting beat up on. I'll talk about that in 10 good minutes. But, man, how you doing, my brother? Are you ready for this interview with the very lovely Miss Taylor, Mr. L.E.S.?
Yes, I am. I'm ready for Sophia Janelle. What I'm like, ooh, whoa. Never mind.
Don't spoil it. That damn book, man. I don't know what's wrong with that girl. That book is...
Is
Kim here today? Kim? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, let's light the match. Let's bring Kim right on in.
Oh, okay, bring Kim in.
Bumblebee, would you take a bullet for a strike?
A bullet?
Hey, Kim is in the house.
Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama. But Kim was looking good as hell. Kim had on some Kenneth Cole shoes. Versace. And her hair was kicking like Claude Van Damme. I want to ride. What's going on, Momo B, a.k.a. Kim?
Good evening, Ms. Elliott, J. Rob. Hello.
Good evening.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
Hello, Momo.
I'm fine. I am fine. Absolutely fine.
Really?
You're not talking to us this
evening? Huh?
You're not talking to us this evening?
I am.
Okay.
Well, you know, what it is, yo, what's up? Can a brother get in your stuff? Give me your number. Oh, give me your number and I'll call.
Follow that ass to the mall.
Take your home, let your jingle mom boom it and boom, 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 boom. What's up, Momo B? How you be, baby?
Crazy. I am absolutely marvelous.
Oh, my God. Miss Delia, she has her official voice on tonight.
Oh, yeah,
buyer, be well. She can't wait. She has her official voice on. I am doing fine, Jay and Mr. Elias. How are you gentlemen doing today? Don't be trying to act civilized. Everybody know your damn game. Don't try to act civilized.
I am civilized. Thank you very much.
No. See, this is the front, Mr. Elias. I already see where this is going. This is the front. This is the front. But that's okay. Well, I tell you what, Momo B, we're glad you're here. Since we have our guests in the house, we have to move on. But look who's back from Alaska. Give me my damn plane ticket. I'm ready to fly the friendly skies. Lord have mercy. She's back.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the spacious cabin, attractively decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free. Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Hi, Mr. L to the E to the S.
Don't worry about it. You got the right one, baby.
What's going on, baby? Welcome back.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Oh my God.
How you doing, darling? We missed you.
What's up, baby?
I'm so glad to be back. Y'all just don't know.
Oh, man. We can't wait to hear all about it, girl.
I know you
we
guys
can't
hear
wait.
It tonight, so we'll talk about it another night. And
about,
it was fabulous.
We talking about it tonight? Was it really fabulous, girl?
You know what?
Okay. Yes, baby.
Sarah Palin said that it's God's country. It really is God's country. When you can see
eagles,
can see eagles on a tree like Chi-Chi birds, and you can see a bear eating a salmon that's going upstream, and you can see ice glaciers, it's just unbelievable. But I was sick. I just had to tell y'all that. I mean, I have been in the emergency room 3 times and in the doctor's office 3 times in the last 30 days.
Ooh. Oh, my God. We have talked to you about that. We definitely want to know what's going
but
on, baby. So hold tight.
Thank you, guys. I miss y'all. Huh?
Hi there.
Hell yeah, shut up.
It's
hell no, shut up.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were 2 men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I stayed in.
She didn't leave. Get the hell out of me. Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Well, hello, Miss Terry. How you be on a beautiful Wednesday? Turn your mic on, baby. Turn your mic on. Is there a mic on?
Yeah, you need to turn the mic on.
Hold on, don't be talking to me like that. I don't need to do
what?
Nothing.
What? I mean, you said turn my mic on, baby. I'm looking at my phone like I'm not on mute.
Oh, well, that was Miss Elias's fault. How you doing, girl?
Okay, I always throw the brother under the bus.
I'm doing good. Hey, Momo B.
Hey, girl. Hey, Vanessa. Hey,
Elias.
Hey, what's going on,
Mr. Hey. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, you're good.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, I tell you, are you wonderful, baby? Are you feeling good like you know you should?
Yes.
Are you fine like old 10-year-old wine?
Yep.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much for being here tonight, and we're just so happy. Did we interrupt you? Are you in a conference? What the hell was all that noise in the background? Thank you, girl, for being here. All right, we have one more to bring. What you doing? Hello? 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 We have one more to bring in. All right, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. I want to shoot, baby. Now, I realize that every now and again, some of you women folk, you get hot, you get bothered, and every now and again, you get hot and bothered. Well, what I want you to do, get that hot and you need a little relief, I want you to call me.
That's a big vagina.
I am living for the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel him down in my spirit. You know, as I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah.
Sister, how the hell are you on this beautiful Wednesday? All right, Rich Sister. We don't have time for the 10-minute response, girl. Say hello. How you doing? Welcome aboard. How you doing? Thank you very much. All right, folks, listen, welcome into the Wednesday edition of the J. Rob Show, 347-850-1272. Listen, coming up at the top of the hour, we have the very lovely Sophia Janelle Taylor. She's going to be in the house to talk about her book, Faithful Liars. Let me say this, because I was saying the title of the book wrong for the past 2 weeks. I was saying Unfaithful Liar. So I apologize for that. So it's Faithful Liar. You should pick it up. But if you've been listening to this show, you know what time it is.
Pay it. I say pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Wine. And 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of talk about things that are off topic. And, of course, you guys know tonight we have the interview with the very lovely Miss Taylor. But let me tell you something. Not only have I been getting hit, Miss Delias, with the comments that I made when we were talking about this whole Ray Rice thing. Saturday, if you guys weren't here, I talked about a situation that happened with a friend of mine. A friend of mine, he found himself in a bad situation. He had to have his rent paid by today's date, right? And if he didn't have his rent paid, they were going to put him out. So I went over there Saturday, just to make a long story short. I went over his house Saturday, sat down, talked to him and his wife, beautiful wife. The guy has been unemployed. He started crying in front of me, which made me feel bad. I asked the brother, now he asked me, did I want something to drink? I said, yeah, sure. He went into his refrigerator and grabbed a bottle of water. While the refrigerator was open, I noticed that there were 4 bottles of water, some hot dogs, and a couple of cans of food. And I'm like, damn. I mean, they are doing really bad. So what I decided to do was I decided to leave his house. I'd gone to the bank that morning, right? And I said, you know what? As an added bonus, because I'd gone to the bank to get the rent money for him. I paid his rent. And I said, you know what? As an added bonus, I'm going to stop by the grocery store and buy some groceries. So while I was in the grocery store, this young lady walks up to me while I had my headphones in, and she had 3 kids in her cart, and she had food in the cart, and she was talking to me, and I thought maybe I was blocking her way down the aisle. I said, I'm sorry, excuse me. She says, no, sir, can you help me feed my kids? And you know, and it threw me off, Mr. Elliott, so I'm like, huh? I said, excuse me? She said, you know, can you help me feed my kids? And I said, what do you mean? And so she, you know, I looked at her basket. She wanted me to buy her groceries. Now, that damn thing was full. And I'm not made out of damn money. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, I'll tell you what, sweetheart. I'll look in my pocket, right? I said, whatever cash I have on me, I'll give it to you. So I reached in my pocket, and I thought maybe I had $15 to $25 in my pocket. I had $90 in my pocket. And I'm like, I'm not giving this chick no $90. So I gave her a $20 bill, and I said, that's all I have. And she said, God bless you. Thank you very much. Well, I told that story Saturday, and everybody has been kicking my ass on social media, Miss Elliott, saying I should have gave her the $90.
I'm
not listening to you. Listen to you.
Oh, did I say that out loud, man? I was just...
Yeah, you did say it out loud, Mr. Elias. Oh, yes, you did.
Man,
listen.
I'm sorry, man. I should have said it out loud, man.
Okay, but wait a minute now. Look. I want to revisit this because the bottom line is y'all told me that, hey, don't worry about it, Jay. You know, you did the right thing. But why am I getting talked about on social media?
I don't know, Jay. I wouldn't talk about you. But I don't understand why people talk about
this. Wait a minute. I just paid someone's rent, Mr. Elias, and I just bought groceries for him. So what are you talking about? Why are you calling me stingy?
I didn't say that. Did I say that loud, man? I'm sorry, stingy bastard. I shouldn't be saying that about you.
Vanessa, there with you, man. I don't want to talk to you. Vanessa,
yes.
Now that you've heard this story, I felt bad because I did tell this young lady that I would give her all the cash in my pocket. But, damn, it was $90. I already paid freaking $950. I paid $950 for somebody's freaking mortgage for a freaking month. And I bought $200 worth of groceries. I mean, come on.
Stingy bastard.
What do you think?
If you told, if you tell somebody you're going to give them something, give it to them.
I gave him $20.
I don't care. Give him the $90 if that's what you told him you was going to give him whatever was in
the
pocket.
I didn't say I was going to give her $90. I said I would give her the money in my pocket. And technically, I did. I gave her $20 out of the $90 I had in my pocket.
Okay. Okay, so the person that you told that to, had you paid their mortgage and bought them groceries or something?
Hold on, Vanessa, I'm not rich like you. Let me tell you something. What the hell are you talking about?
Jay, if your word is all a person has. I don't know what everybody else said because I hadn't been catching up with the show, but if you told somebody I'm going to give
you
all the money in my pocket, then you need to give them all the money in your pocket. You shouldn't have said it.
Take your ass back to Alaska. Nobody needs your ass. And thank you very much, Vanessa. The hell was that? Jesus Christ.
Miss Terry, what did you say, Miss Terry? What did y'all say?
I told him whatever he gave the lady was good. I mean, you know, you didn't say,
thank
see
you.
This pocket right here? You see this pocket right here? Everybody, I got this pocket right here. I'm going to give it to you. Did you say it like that?
No,
I mean,
I did not.
Say all the money in my pocket. He just should have said, I'm going to give you a couple of bucks, so I'm going to give you $20. You don't want to put your foot in your mouth. And I ain't rich, but you want to put your foot in your mouth.
Okay, nobody's talking to you, Vanessa.
What did you say? Mr. Elias, what did you say?
Well, I said that he at least he gave something to Stingy Bastard. Right? That's what I said.
I ain't telling nobody I'm giving them all the money in my pocket. Here's a 10, holla.
That's because your ass is ghetto. You one of those rich ghetto people. Matter of fact, I think you're in that damn book too, Faithful Liar. I think your ass is... Okay, Mr. Elias, does she fit a character? Yeah, you need to go get that book. You need to buy that book. That's a good book. Listen, what character... Let's break it down. All right, so now, Rick's sister. Would we agree that Rick's sister is Shima?
Yeah, Shima.
Because Shima hasn't had a man in a long time. Oh, that's my real sister. did I say that out loud?
Wow.
I didn't say that out loud, did I? I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud. I'm sorry. Okay, so now, Miss Terry, I'm thinking Miss Terry is
don't put your foot in your mouth, boo-boo. Don't do it.
Hey, let me tell you something, girlfriend. You heard what I said. Look, I'll fight you.
Because I'm a kid, and I'm a reader,
and
I'm going to be looking at this
person. Okay, so, Miss Elias, what do you think about Nisha?
Nisha.
You think
Miss
Terry is Nisha?
Now, who's Nisha?
Okay, so yeah.
But don't worry about it. Read the book. I'm not going to... You'll find out tonight.
No, I don't think so, because Miss Terry take a brother out. Nisha was, like,
kind of
timid.
Oh, no, I'm not timid. You know I'm not timid.
Well, we can't have two Kims. Because Momo B is Kim. We not even going to ask about her ass.
Well, we always going to have to, like, you know, because that's my sister, so. And
yeah,
from George Jefferson, so we, you know, we can.
Yeah, but
the
Kim
blood.
Didn't have a sister in the book. Kim didn't have a sister in the book.
Okay.
At least I didn't read it. So the bottom line is it can only be one Kim, and that's her ass.
Okay.
Well, you're probably not in the book. All right, so we already know who Momo B is. Vanessa, Shima, okay. Mr. Elias,
I got to read this book.
Yeah, read the book. I think, Mr. Elias, I think that you would be G and I would be Daryl.
Why would I be G, man? Okay.
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
Maybe I'd be G. I don't know either.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be any of them. I would be the brother Brock. That's who I would be. Brock. Clean cut brother.
Well, he was a sucker.
Hold on, no, he wasn't.
He was a sucker for love.
No, he wasn't a sucker, Mr. Elliott. She played. Okay, look, we don't want to spoil any of the surprises. We're going to talk about this book.
And I want to say that it really doesn't fit, but I would put you as the character G because...
Whoa.
I would put Mr. Elias as Dow because, you know, apparently, Dow wants to stay in a relationship just because of his child over there. That sounds like something that
Elias
would do.
You know what? I'm offended.
And G, who are you? Mr. J. Brown, I would put you as G because of the way you ran out the back door when I was...
yep, that's...
Hey, you go to hell. How about
that's
that?
That's gay.
That's yes.
Yeah, yeah, y'all can bust in me cooler.
Well, I was hanging on the front door and your ass was running out the back door. That's why.
Let me tell you something, baby. My heart don't pump no Kool-Aid. The hell with you. The hell with you. That was not cool what you just said. All right, look. Phone lines will be open after the break. 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. If you are in the Chicagoland area, you need to give this guy a call. He is one of the best in the business, folks. You can go to www.hitthemusic.com, especially if you like that old school hip-hop, or you can check him out on Twitter. You can go to Facebook and check out my main man. Or if nothing else, if all else fails, Mr. Elias, I have a phone number. I have a phone number.
Right,
and the phone number
right,
is... All right. The phone number is 334-538-5739. 334-538-5739. DJ Sean Juan. All right, folks, it is time for a quick break. Weather update, old school, get hype song. And then after the break, our guests will be in the house. And you guys will know what we're talking about. Plus, the phone lines will be open. You can ask her any question if you like. We're telling you now, go grab the damn book. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272. Write that damn number down.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Showers and thunderstorms continuing to fall apart here across the Northeast. I'm AccuWeather.com's Steph Davis. We do have a frontal boundary that sparked up those storms. That's continuing to push offshore. So you can see a lot of these storms falling apart, especially as we're losing the daytime heating from the sun. We're losing that energy that's fueling those storms. So for the day tomorrow, the Mid-Atlantic's going to be absolutely beautiful. You can see this front completely offshore. Nice cool air going to push in. So Pennsylvania down through the Ohio River Valley, a beautiful Thursday on tap. Across New England, we do have some scattered showers and thunderstorms as another piece of energy will kind of swing by here, sparking up those storms, especially during the afternoon hours. And then here across the Plain States, we do have some heavy downpours falling, pushing across the state of Iowa. You can see some more storms firing up here along the Kansas-Arkansas border into Nebraska as well. Showers, thunderstorms being reported. We are getting reports of some pretty gusty winds and small hail. We don't expect any severe weather with these storms, but we're going to continue to keep an eye on them as we head throughout the overnight hours. And then, of course, we have Hurricane Izelle that's continuing to push towards Hawaii. We do expect it to make impact on the Big Island Thursday night into Friday morning.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
It's Saturday, and you are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it!
Please, please, y'all. Wow. Did you hear that, man? It says kill four people. Just kill four people.
I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom.
This is my thing. I set the jokes up. I be the one who decide how the jokes come out. Let me do my job. I don't come on your job kicking dicks out your mouth.
I'm mad!
Need two tickets when he go to the zoo. One to get in, the other one to get out.
You didn't even know Elvis. You didn't even know him.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is Saturday.
Well, actually, it's not Saturday, but that's okay. We can look ahead. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. J. Round Show, Wednesday edition. My boy, Mr. Elias, is in the house. What's up, big boy?
Man, give me that phone V, baby.
You was fired. What'd you fired up, bro? I was fired up, man. I was thinking of dancing during the break. Yeah. Momo BZ is in the heezy. Hey, baby.
You know, I was doing the bomb, 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 bomb. Hey, give me the good life. We all want that.
I give it to you, baby.
Yes.
I want the good life, too. Miss T is in the house. What's up, baby? Miss Terry.
Hey. Hey, hey.
Everybody else is fired up, and you're talking, hey, 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 what, you smoking cigarettes? What the hell you doing, Miss Terry?
I don't smoke cigarettes.
Well, you're eating those brownies that you usually partake in.
I mean the icy. It's cold. It's hot in California.
Well, it's hot all over the damn country. Y'all just don't have, like, you know.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so there
listen,
you go.
It is. Well, whatever. All right, look, it is Wednesday, and like we said before, it's a Who's Who's Wednesday, and tonight, Mr. Elias, man, are you ready, bro?
Man, yeah, most definitely. Yes,
I'm ready. Because someone said on Facebook that they were going to quiz us. Now, that's what I read.
Okay.
So without any further ado, look, I got to come up with a nickname for this. I'm going to call her SJ. See, I like SJ. See, SJ sounds like we are down like four flat tires. So any damn way, y'all put your hands together for the very lovely Sophia Janelle Taylor. Hey, baby, how you doing, girl? Welcome into the show, baby.
Hello there. Hey.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
What's up, baby?
Oh, some of everything. I am so happy to be back. How y'all doing?
We're happy to have you. Especially after we took work, I'm happy to have you.
I'm happy to be back. Yeah, with the S-Talker. That's what I remember, the S-Talker.
I don't know what you're talking about, girl. I don't know what you're talking about. But listen. Listen, we are glad that you are here because the bottom line, first of all, you are into so many different things. So before we get into all this, let me introduce you because, you know, last time you were here, Miss Terry was here last time. I don't think was Fly Girl, Vanessa was not here the last time. Mm-hmm. You were on the show. So, Vanessa, say hello to the very lovely SJ.
Hello, Miss SJ. How are you?
He just, I'm not going to even let him just rename me like that. It's Sophia.
Yeah,
how you doing,
I'm
girl?
I was about to say that.
Right, because while people are, yeah, for the people that are listening, they'll be looking for somebody named SJ. It's Sophia. How you doing, girl?
I'm fine.
Oh, damn.
Get him.
All right. Okay, well, that's
with women. Bro.
I tell you what, I'm going to show with all the girls. I just don't know what to do with myself. Okay, Sophia.
You're not in trouble. No.
Well, I'll tell you who is in trouble. Daryl's in trouble. All right, look, let's get into this damn book, girl. I cannot wait to talk about this.
Wait a minute. Hello, Sophia. Momo B is here. How are you?
Hey, Momo. Thank you. I'm good.
I'm glad to hear it. I don't know what's wrong with Jay's mind. He done lost it.
That's all right. They were gonna bypass you. They were gonna bypass you.
I know he's crazy.
Miss Terry's here also. She was on the show
last time you were here, but and she can say hello this time, can't we? I remember Miss Terry.
Hey there. I'm glad to be back, guys.
Doc Jay was acting like we weren't even on the call.
That's messed up.
Hey. That's Jay.
That's all right. We'll get him back.
Let me tell you something. I ain't going to put up with too much more of this. Now, I've been reading that damn book. I got some hair on my damn chest. Don't mess with me tonight because I'm ready to fight somebody.
Come on, you got hair on your chest? Is that what that book's doing? The book is growing hair?
Hmm. Hold up. I know you just going to come out here and insult me on my own damn show. What the hell's wrong with you? Oh, hell no. Rich sister, say hello to Sophia, please, before we get into this. What the hell is Rich sister doing? Put her on mute, Miss Nellie, until she figure out what she wants to do.
Maybe she is with Clinton.
Who knows? You're right. Yeah, she's getting her swerve on. Okay, Shima. All right, so listen. Let's get into this damn book. First of all, you have a very, very, very vivid imagination. All right.
Yes.
You need to tell me who you wrote this book after, because I know damn well you just didn't make this up in your damn mind. One of your friends, somebody, is in this book that you know. Whose life did you pattern this thing after?
That book is fiction. It's all fiction.
Oh,
and yes, I do.
Well,
I have a hell of an imagination.
You sure do, girl.
Yes, I do. I have a hell of an imagination. I mean, as you live life, you know, you run across people that may experience certain things and they may share things with you, but that may spark something. But for the most part, it's all came from my mind. It's imagination, you know? But it's real life for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your life? I mean, did I hit a nerve?
It's not my life, girl. Because I'd have had that shit. First of all, you don't get caught like that. First of all, Daryl need his ass whooped. You don't get caught like
really?
That. His game
minute.
Is
Come
not strong.
Listen to what you just said. You don't get caught what? Like that. You should rewind and say you don't do stuff like that.
Hold on. I'm saying if I was Daryl. Hold up. I'm trying to play along here. If I was Daryl, I would be too smooth to get caught up in no mess like that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Those are the ones that always get caught. Swearing they too cool to get caught. What's in the dark is always going to come to light. Always going to come to light.
Uh-huh. You know what? I don't like your attitude.
It's the truth, though. How long you going to get away with wrong?
Okay, let me ask you something. Okay, but listen, seriously, the situation that brother's in this book, okay, we don't want to give it all away, but I hope that we're saying enough.
I don't mind. We can talk about it. Put it out there.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, no, we want people to be.
She's the one that's messed up. She's like the one that's messed up, not Daryl.
But see, what I'm hoping from this conversation tonight is that people to be like, damn, we got to, I want people to fill in the blanks. I want to give them just enough juice so they'll say, uh-huh, we need to go pick this up. So, but okay, put yourself in his situation. He's in a marriage that he's not happy in, right? He's in a situation where his wife's not breaking him off, right? So what do you expect him to do? What do you expect Deep Daryl to do?
Okay, basically, okay. What do I expect a man in Daryl's position to do?
Yes.
If he's married, his wife ain't breaking him off. Do
yes.
I expect him to go out and cheat? No, I don't.
What are you supposed to do?
She ain't breaking him off.
No, this is what you do. A mature man, what I think you should do, and I don't have the answer for all things, but what I think a mature man in that position should do, holler at your wife, sit down, talk to her, tell her what's going on, how you feel, and say, we need to do something. We need to get it right or leave it alone. We either need to go to counseling or I need to move on. But cheating is never the answer. It's not going to make anything any better. It's not going to make the situation go away. So get it right or leave it alone.
Never does.
Well,
never
he's going to catch 22, isn't he? Because if he does leave her, then what happens to his relationship with his son? He's fearing that the relationship would be like his first child's.
Man,
so he's
going
to catch 22.
That's a cop-out.
You hear what she's saying? See, you hear what she's saying, bro? We're not going to win
what
tonight.
What I said
was,
man, gone. That's a cop-out. That's what the court system is for. If she wants to try to keep the kid, you go to court, you get your visitation, and that's that. But you can't live the rest of your life. You can't live the rest of your life just sneaking around and, you know, being unhappy. Because what kind of message is that sending your child? When your child sees mommy and daddy not walking around the house not speaking to one another. Now you got another generation that's you know, they're going to perpetuate that kind of behavior. So at some point, you got to do the right thing, not just for you, but for your child. You think you're doing the right thing by staying in the house with your child, but you are the one that's painting a picture for your child of how a relationship should be. So you're painting the wrong picture.
Damn, I didn't know we had Oprah on. I didn't know we had Oprah on. I didn't know we had Oprah on tonight. Damn, I thought it was Joe. What the hell is going on around here? Oprah. My goodness, Dr. Phyllis. Dr. Phyllis.
Oh, that was good.
Dr. Phyllis.
Okay.
I listen, though, but seriously. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I get it 110% what you're saying. But like this brother's saying in this book, he's saying, look, I don't want to be in a situation where I'm not around my child. Well, how do we know? Well, you would know because you wrote the book. How do we know that he did not try to reach out to his wife in the beginning? First of all, why is she not breaking him off? That's what I want to know. What's up with that? Why?
Well,
you ain't got an answer for that one, huh?
Well, I think she has several reasons why she's not breaking him off. Okay, so you got to realize that women are very emotional creatures. Men are physical, and women are emotional. And if you don't do certain things right during the day, women tend to take that over into the bedroom at night. It sounds bad. It shouldn't be that way. It just is what it is. You all, if the wind blows, y'all ready to go on and get down and dirty. Am I right?
Yeah, women, baby. It's jiggling, baby. Go ahead, baby. Yeah,
Very emotional. If you didn't take the trash out, if you didn't say, ooh, baby, you look cute today, women just tend to hold on to certain things. They unfortunately just do. So he already kind of isn't really sexually attracted to her anymore. And so she can feel all of that. And so a lot of it is her own insecurities. So she just isn't feeling, she's not feeling sexy and wanted anymore, and he's not helping the situation. So it's just, it's an unfortunate cycle that's going on between the two of them.
It is a very unfortunate cycle that's going on between the two of them. It's a damn shame what's going on up in that house right there. It's a damn shame what's going on in the house. Let's get out to the phone lines. People want to get in and talk to you. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, my brother?
We have Malcolm from Atlanta.
From the ATL. Malcolm, what's going on, man? You are on the line with Sophia Janelle Taylor. What you got, brother?
Man, I read this book, man, and it was a very exciting read, and it was great. But I just want to know,
I'm listening to what she was just saying.
Uh-huh.
The other side to the coin is, she even said it in the book, you don't send your man out of town mad.
Uh-oh.
You don't send him out of the house, you know, not right.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So what you're saying is, okay, so, and once again, it still goes back to what I said about women and men. Men are physical and women are mental. So basically what you're saying, what's your name again? Malcolm.
Malcolm.
What you're saying is...
Yeah, laugh.
So what you're saying is your woman or your girl, she should break you off. In order to appease you or calm you down from looking at other women or perhaps wanting to sleep with other women?
Nah, that ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying is,
if you know your man
about to go out of town, you can't let him be leaving out of town mad.
So here's the thing. This is how I feel about this. This is how I feel about this, Malcolm. You are who you are, no matter what city you are in. If you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat.
That's right.
Whether your woman sends you out of town with a gang, whether your woman sends you out of town with a bag full of panani, she could send you out of town with a to-go bag full of panani. But if you're going to cheat, you are going to cheat.
What's panani? Is that French for poutine? I thought that was French for poutine. All right, hey Malcolm, don't back down, man.
You are who you are.
I'm not backing down. She right, though. She right. She got $2
send you out of town with a to-go bag full of it. If you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat.
Yeah, unfortunately, we going to do what we going to do. That is true.
All right. Uh-huh.
Well,
okay.
Well, thank you for calling in, Babyface. Jesus Christ. Thanks for calling in, Babyface. Jesus Christ. You see how he just bent over like that, talking about some, we gonna do it if we gonna do it. Man, look here, bro. We need strong brothers to call in here tonight. Don't let her tell you this stuff. Fight her ass. Fight her.
We had a Malcolm on.
Did you say fight her?
Fight her ass.
Sophia,
yes, Mr. Elias.
So wait a minute, who said fighter? Wait a minute, hold on, slow down. Who said fighter? Is that the one that was condoning domestic violence?
Exactly. That's him.
Oh, no, you didn't. Uh-oh. See, uh-oh.
That was him. That be him.
No, you didn't.
Uh-huh.
I have never hit a damn guest in the face with no damn mute button. Oh, my damn. No, she didn't say that to me, Ms. Elias. Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. She trying to start the rumor. All right, Kim, I know you have something to say. Go ahead, Kim. I mean, Momo B. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you Kim.
Let me tell you this, Sophia. Okay. I didn't finish the whole book. I'm on chapter 18 right now as we speak.
Oh, you got a long way to go.
As soon as I just started reading. You know when I started reading the book? Last night when I saw James comment on Facebook calling me Kim. I gotta go see who's calling me, what he calling me. I want to see what's going on in this book.
Kim is a pop-off. Kim is a pop-off.
Yeah, she is. And I can understand. I see some of me in that character. I really do. However, I see some of me in Sheena's character, too. I see some of me in all the characters. You know what I'm saying? It was so realistic. It was something that I could relate to. That's why I like it. I got friends that I could put in each character also. We got a little bit of all these people in us. And that's what makes a strong woman like myself. I got a little bit of everybody.
Hold on, you said you have Sheena in you.
I am a person that people come to for advice, and I give good advice and great advice. I don't know why you're doing that. But anyway, Sophia, this is what I'm trying to tell you. The book was better. Like I said, I'm still reading it, but so far, 2 thumbs up. I'm really enjoying it. You know, it is a page-turner, and I'm like, this real life is what it is. It's real life. So I understand that was easy for you to write it because it's real. It's just like something that's... It just flows. And I can't wait to see how these men are going to end up.
I can't wait till you finish either. I can't wait. Good. I'm glad that you read the book, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. And, yes, it is real life for a lot of people. A lot of people.
Yes, every day.
And that's what I've been getting, a lot of people. And I'll tell you what else I'm getting. I'm getting more men reading that book than women, and that is rare. Men are telling me, I'm getting men coming up to me like, who told you my life? Who told you? Where did you get this
weak
from?
Brother.
No?
No.
And then when they get to the end, and I'm getting men saying, you know what, after I read that book, I didn't realize that I was even living like that. I didn't know I was so bad. I'm changing my life.
Right.
And that wasn't the purpose.
That
just wrote. I just wrote whatever came to me. But there are guys that
Lord.
Are like, you showed me myself.
Sometimes
I got bugs in there, though, Sophia. I really did.
Say that again.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed the shameless plugs in there. How everybody
oh, yeah, I did, too.
Listen to the show.
Wow.
On CDs.
Wow. You said the shameless plugs.
Yeah, they are shameless. Yeah,
shameless
I'm jamming my... Yeah, I'm jamming my Sophia Janelle CD while I'm cleaning up my house. Yeah, well,
you
know
did
what?
You like that? Did you like that?
Yeah. But let me tell you something. Men, all these broke men. Let me tell you, only reason I read it because your ass is coming on the show. Now, how about that?
That's all right. It really don't matter as long as you read it. How about that? It don't matter how you got there as long as you got there.
Whatever.
It don't matter what kind of car you came in as long as you arrived.
That's right.
Oh, man, 347-850-1272, Wednesday edition
Sophia,
of the J-Ryle
yes.
Show. You guys can come on in and call. If you have read this book, call in with your questions. We're having fun with it. I'm not sure how long she can hang out. We have to step out and take a break. Sophia, are you hanging out with us or what? Because we have more questions about this damn book.
I'm here.
Uh-oh. You heard what she said, Ms. Delias? She is here. All right, coming up, we have more with her coming up. Plus, if you are listening on the J. King Network, coming up at the top of the hour, it is the music business, the way I see it. Light Skin, a.k.a. J. King, the man of Club Nouveau. He'll be telling you, if you are in the music business, how to get discovered. You know, he has some great tips. That's coming up. All that and more. And if you're hanging out with us again at the top of the hour, if you're staying here on the TJR's Radio Network, you know how we do. It's the Listener Lounge. More with Sophia Janelle Taylor. All that and more is coming up. It's the J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back after these short words. After these short words. Yes. After these short words.
Hope you don't do it so
fast,
dog. Rewind.
Let me go a little something like this. Hit it.
We get to the lines, man. We have a call from Florida. Florida, welcome into the J. Ryle Show. Who this?
Yo.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
What up, dog? How you
chilling,
doing, man?
Chilling. Yo, I wanted to to say something on what you were saying about Obama's wife.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, but you.
Nah.
I had nothing to do that's J. Ryle. It had nothing to do with the top move.
Nah, you good, yo, Jay, yo, I'm with you, man. Yo, she's
thank
mad.
You, brother.
Yo.
Thank you, man. Well, my boy, he agreed with me. He said, look, he agreed with me. So, and my man agrees with me.
That's right. I agree. She's ugly.
I got a special request, though, J. Ryle.
Oh,
yes.
My special request is Gotta Be a Special Lady by Ray Goodman and Brown.
Oh, is that the
one
you
don't know the words?
I don't need to know the words. He knows how to make it up and everything, so don't even trip. Hey, you rock, move.
Yeah. Stop being a hater, man. Stop being, I'm ready, okay.
And then it's like they get mad, but you know what?
Oh,
show them what you got, J-Rob.
Please,
show them
Marty.
Damn
God. Bye, Jay. I'll talk to you later, partner.
You must be a special lady. Yeah.
Woo!
And a very exciting girl. Yeah. You need me to get low? I'll get a little bit low. Must be a special lady, yeah. 'Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world. Oh, I say, do you like that girl?
That was wonderful.
Yeah. Rewind.
I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen, in the damn refrigerator, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn right you are. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Hanging out with the very lovely Sophia Janelle Taylor. She's the author of the book Faithful Liar. See, I almost said Unfaithful Liar again. I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, it's a great book. You need to pick it up. You can pick it up right now at Amazon.com. Just go pick it up. If you have a Kindle, you can go get the e-reader edition of this thing. It's a great book. She's hanging out with us tonight talking about the book. All right, now let me ask you this. Are you going to have a running, like, storyline with these characters? I mean, are you going to write a series of books where we can follow these people's lives? I mean, what's your plan for this clan out of Flint, Michigan?
Yes, well, it's a three-part oxymoron series. The second book, the second book should be out by the top of November. So the first book is called Faithful Liar, and the second book is called Honest Deception, and the third book is called Ruthless Saint. So wrapping up the second book, and you guys will be able to get that. But by no means is the storyline finished at all. We got to keep it going.
We have more stuff to tell. All right, let me ask you this. And you got to be honest.
Okay.
Any of your friends that you know, did you model any of those characters after any of your friends that you know?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't tell us if you did. Yes, that's what I thought.
No. But once again, like I said, the characters are fictional. But as you live life, you hear stories. You see things that people have been involved in. You know, it's life. It's life. And all you got to do is listen and embellish certain things. But, I mean, it hits so close to home to so many different people. I don't know anybody that, you know, all of that stuff has happened to, window breaking, and I don't know where you guys are in the book, delivering babies and all that. No, I don't know anybody that any of that has happened to. My imagination, once it gets started, it's hard for me to shut it off. That's just how I am.
Well, you know, and I can tell by that comment alone that you have not been listening to this damn show, because I'm going to tell you something. One of the characters in that book, let me give you a hint.
I used to move a legal substance.
That one?
What'd you say?
All that stuff? Oh, let me do it for you again. This one.
Move a legal substance.
That one. That one right there. Jim? Momo B, all that stuff you're talking about kicking out. Momo B, why don't you tell her about some of the things you did to your damn mate? And give her some ideas for the second book if she's not finished with it so far. Your crazy ass.
Will not.
Yes,
so Momo. Momo. You Kim? Are you Kim?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Like I said, I can see some of me in her. We have similar characters. She has a problem with controlling herself, and I have that same problem at times. I'm not as bad as I used to be. I'm not as bad as I used to be, but I've seen where she's been. I you know, I can relate. But I can relate to the other female characters too. I understand you, Momo. You're just emotional about things. You're passionate about things that you love. You're passionate.
No, she's violent. But she's violent. She's not passionate about nothing. She's violent. Let's just get it right on the damn. She's violent. Okay, let's just tell the truth.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact. Okay. Hey, Momo B. Why don't you give us a percentile of how much Kim that you are? Like 90%, 99%, 85%. How much of that is your ass?
No, I can't do that.
Thank I can. It's 100.
Yeah, I haven't finished the book either.
Well, we do, because we talked. We with Kim every Wednesday and Saturday, guys. If you ever make a movie, if there's ever a movie,
You don't have to go no place. Call us. Momo B is available to be Kim's ass. I'm telling you right now.
We got a call.
Well, then play the damn jingle then, Miss Elliott. You're talking about we got a call. What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, you know, is amateur hour around here? 347-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272.
Yeah,
what the hell was that? All right, Miss Elliott, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
We got DP from DPH, Daryl Plows with us, man.
Oh, DP, what's up, man? How you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's happening, Fifth Ward? I'm just checking the show out, man.
All right, brother. You are on the line with Sophia Janelle Taylor. She is the author of the book Faithful Liar. Have you read the book, DP?
No, I ain't read the book, but I think I might browse through it. But you know what, man? She's trying to change us, man. If you do a good thing, you don't need a guy, man. I'm with you, man. She's trying to change us, man. But, you know, some of us need to be changed. But, man, I'm sticking with the old school.
No, I'm not trying to change anybody. I'm just telling the story of life.
Well, you know, some of us need that. Some of us need to read that. But like, especially like Pip Wolf said, some of the softies. You know what? You know, it might be a good thing for some of the softies. But you know, I don't really know what to say. But I'm gonna have to. To be fair, I'm going to have to browse through it and see, but it could be a good thing for some of the softies. But you know what? I really picked number one because I heard somebody say Oprah, and they know that I'm a big Oprah fan. And, you know, they said Oprah. The first thing came in my mind was, oh, boy, how would I love to just lay my big old head on Oprah's big old double wide ass for about 20 minutes and go to sleep.
Well, thank you, DP. What the hell was that? Thank you, DP. Oh, my
Lord. I'm not even Oprah, and I feel violated.
What was that? Oh, my God. 347-850-1272.
Who left that guy on the air? What just happened?
What? That was DP. DP. He's somebody you want to lay on Oprah. I don't know. I don't know what that is all about. All right, 347-850-1272.
What the?
God. Now, hold on. Now, wait a minute. Now, I know you ain't talking with some of that stuff I read in that book, with some of that language I read in that book. I was like,
wow.
Ooh. Yeah. What's up with that?
You felt right at home. You was
I sure did. I ain't going to lie to you. I sure was. I had to take a shower after I read some of those damn scenes. Look, I took a shower, I had to smoke a cigarette, Miss Elliott. I'm like, damn, what's up with this? What is his problem? I mean, where did you pull his demented ass from? That dude has a problem.
Well, he definitely
has
a
problem.
Doesn't he? Yes, he does.
He don't
want to
take responsibility for who he is, though. I thought to myself, he's blaming her for his wife. He's the one that called him, so why is he blaming her?
Wow. Yeah.
But see,
yeah, he's got denial issues, and I do believe he's a sex addict.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, he's a sex addict. Look, he was almost a damn criminal. He almost killed that damn chick. I don't know what's wrong. Both of them. I mean, he almost killed the white girl, and then Daryl almost killed his wife. What the hell's going on in the deal?
So let me ask you this. Do you guys understand why the book is called Faithful Liar?
No.
You don't?
I don't get it.
You don't get it. Okay.
Educate me.
Alright, so basically, right. So this is people. This isn't just, you know, and I don't want to separate genders.
Wow.
This is not just
a
male issue. This is not a male issue nor a female issue. It's a human issue. A lot of times, people are faithful in certain areas of their life, and they're lying in other areas of their life. There are some people, if they say they're going to do things, if they signed up and said, okay, I will marry you. If they signed up and said, I will be a father, the minute some other things go on and they're unhappy, you look up and they're lying in other areas of their life.
So that's why, that's where the oxymoron comes in at. And a lot of times, the way we live life, we live in an oxymoron type of way. We say yes, we say no. You know, one side is good, one side is bad. It's just a part of life. But that's why it's called faithful liar. Because a lot of these men, and even some of the chicks, they're faithful to a portion of their life and lying in another.
Well, the only one, only female that falls under that situation is Tasha. I think the rest of them are straight up. So,
see, now that's what I'm getting. I'm getting a lot of people saying, I want to see Tasha get hers. But then I get
Tasha
a lot of
naked.
Women that's saying, did you say you want to see Tasha naked?
I want to see Tasha naked now because you describe her ass. I'm like, damn. That's what I want to see. If you was the one to keep it 100.
Wow.
But Sophia, you know what I believe? I believe that Tasha is just a victim. She's just a pawn in the whole big scheme of what Homeboy got going on. She's not a villain. She's not a villain.
Please.
She's a victim. Even though she knows she's dealing with a married man, she's a victim.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She is. You know why? It's because as soon as you get, there's sometimes when you have a relationship, whether it's with a married man or not, in her circumstance, yeah, she's dealing with a married man. But and she knows. So it's not like she doesn't know. But she still,
well,
her feelings are now all caught up. Her feelings are now caught up. She really loves this man now, and she got her heart broken. And it's sad. It's sad when any woman gets their heart broken over something. Yeah. She should have been dealing with a married man. But at the same time, he is playing her. It's like he's playing his wife, just like he's playing everybody else that he's going to be dealing with for the rest of his life. So all the people that he come in contact with, they are his victims. That's how I see it.
See, and I don't think he's playing her. See, and you know what? Hold that thought, because I don't think he's playing her. I don't think he's playing her at all. You know, but hold that thought.
Really?
Because I don't think so. Hold that thought, though, because we have to do another edition of Have You Seen Me, because that's something that's close, near and dear to our heart. We'll be back after this with Sophia Janelle Taylor.
Sir? Have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of The Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. We are heading to Jacksonville, Florida. And we're looking for Chief Petty Officer Kevin Williams. On May 28, 2013, Williams disappeared from a mall parking lot in Jacksonville, Florida after an argument with his wife, Vanessa. She was the first to report him missing. If you have any information on this young man, you are asked to call 904-630-0500. Once again, that number is 904-630-0500. Also, let's take a look at another cold case. Tonight we're looking at Toni Clark. She's been missing since March 16, 1990 from the city of Oakland, California. Her date of birth is June 4, 1972, which means she would be 42 years old today. She's a black female. She has black hair, brown eyes. She's 5'3", and she weighs 110 pounds. She was last seen when she left a house of a friend in Oakland. Her car was later discovered abandoned on the San Francisco Bridge. She has pierced ears, gaps between her teeth, and a mole on her left calf. She was last seen wearing a tube top, black shorts, a light blue jean jacket, white loafers, and a gold ring. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Toni, you are asked to call San Bruno Police Department, Missing Persons Unit, at 1-650-616-7100. Once again, that number is 1-650-616-7100. Or you can call 911 or The Lost, 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-843-5678, 1-800-843-5678. We pray for the safe return of these two young people, and once again, we hope their family never, ever, ever gives up. If you know someone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now if you're listening to a live broadcast and dial 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272, and leave the information there. Or you can go to our Facebook page and post the information at the TGRS Radio Network Facebook page. You can list the information there once again, or you can shoot me a message on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, or you can shoot us an email at thejryleshowatlive.com. That's thejryleshowatlive.com. We pray for all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help!
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Sophia, I have a passion for real estate. I love houses. I'm also in the entertainment business.
Oh, y'all gonna have to show me some of those
movies. I sing and I act and I write. I travel all over the country performing. I love helping people. I love being involved in my community. The city I'm from has had some challenges. It's taken a huge economic blow, just like the rest of the cities in the country. Join me on this mission to rebuild our homes, to revive our communities, to reinvest in ourselves.
So basically, you're saying that the people that live in the neighborhood, we're the ones that make the neighborhood look bad.
And to rehab the neighborhood.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272, Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show, hanging out with the very lovely and talented Sophia Janelle Taylor. She's with us tonight talking about her book. Now, listen, you have your hands in a whole lot of things. Are you still doing this rehab in the hood? Is that something that's still a part of what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, definitely. We're in negotiations, actually, to get the show nationally syndicated. So hopefully you guys will be able to watch that wherever, whatever city you're in. But we still rehabbing the hood. Yeah.
Well, good. Just, Mr. Elias, man, isn't she just such a beautiful person? Wouldn't she make someone a beautiful damn wife, Mr. Elias?
Multi-talented.
She's too headstrong, though, man. You know, I think she, you know, she'll come home and slap somebody upside their head and, well, what's up with this? I don't know, yeah.
That's horrible. Now, why you gotta put a multi-talented person in a strong-headed category? That was horrible.
Okay, am I lying?
What, that I'm strong-headed?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
That's what I thought. Thank you very much. 347-850-2732.
Why you had to say it like it's something negative would be my question.
I knew you was. I'm sorry, yeah. Kim. I didn't mean to bust your damn groove, Kim. My bad. Hello. I'm sorry. You are strong-headed in a good way. I think you would be. I think you, but you have to see you, SJ, would have to have a brother that can... a strong enough brother that can, you know, work with you. Because if he a weak dude, you're going to walk all over him. I can already see that.
Okay, but who
so
wants
you need someone strong.
Who wants a weak man? Who wants a weak man?
Rich sister wants a weak man. She'd take any man at this point. Oh, you don't? I'm sorry, Rich. I didn't know she was back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that, Rich.
No, you didn't.
I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I'm sorry.
I didn't. It was a figment of your imagination. We're talking about the book Faithful Liar in the few minutes we have left with Sophia. You know, when we sit back, now listen, let's get down to the brass tacks of this book, because what you have in this book, to be perfectly honest with you, you're right, you see this all the time. I have a friend that could be one of these characters in this book. And here's what I don't get about G. But before we get to G, I want to finish what we talked about with Tasha, with Daryl. I don't think Daryl's playing Tasha. I think Daryl is in love with Tasha. I really and truly believe that. Now, am I wrong?
I can't answer that. I'm not sure if Daryl knows. You know, sometimes when you're unhappy with where you're at, you may think you're in love with anything outside of where you're at. You can't see clearly. Yeah, but if he were free, would he choose her? I'm not sure if he would or not.
She sounds fine. I'll choose her ass. So give me a visual of her. If you had to compare her to a star that's out there right now, someone that we all know, what would be the comparison? Because I don't want to see this thing. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh my gosh! You know what? This is just ridiculous. Oh
what?
My gosh! Really?
You described her so well.
Yeah. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman. Unfortunately, she could probably have any man she wanted, but she's choosing to mess with a married man. She's limiting herself. She's limiting herself.
So let me ask you this: then does that make her a flawed character? Because, like you said, she could have anyone she wants, because apparently she's fine as hell. But she's choosing a brother. What makes a sister choose a brother that's already taken by another woman when she can have anyone she wants?
Mm-hmm. See, whatever.
Why does she do that?
Whatever, you got to remember, whatever a person looks like on the outside, it's simply a shell. It's a shell. It has nothing to do with their spirit or who they are. And you have no choice in that shell that you're here in. God just happened to put you inside of that shell. But it has nothing to do with her upbringing. It has nothing to do with her self-esteem. You make choices based off of how you feel about yourself. So obviously she doesn't feel that good about herself. Here's your answer.
Wow. Thank you, teacher. I'll go sit down now. There's your answer. Thank you, teacher. I appreciate that. But here's the deal, though. This is what is so... You said she's unsure of herself.
No, I didn't say
so
unsure.
So what does that mean?
I didn't say unsure. I said,
what did you say?
We all make choices based off of how we feel about ourselves. The choices that we make in life is nothing but a reflection of how we feel about ourselves. And how we feel about ourselves usually has a lot to do with our upbringing, no matter how beautiful or how unattractive you are. I've seen some of the most funny-looking people walk around with the highest self-esteem. And that's usually because they had a really good childhood, and somebody told them that they were beautiful, and they hold your head up high. So although her shell on the outside is beautiful, yeah, she's got some issues going on the inside.
Wow. Deep stuff. All right, so listen, I know she's been with us long enough. Want to wrap it up. Real quick, let's, Ms. Elias, man, you have anything for the very lovely Ms. Taylor?
I'm just looking forward to the next book. I can't wait for it to come out. Please put it on Facebook. Let us know when it comes out, because I can't wait to finish to get to that book and start reading that one, too.
Good. Thank you all. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for having me on the show again. I always have a good time. Everybody go out and get the book, get Faithful Liar, buy one or two for your friend, and buy the Sophia Janelle CD. We didn't even talk about the CD.
Well, let's talk about it. We have a few minutes left. Let's talk about it.
I got the CD. That's how I found out about you.
Ah, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, y'all got to go on, what is that? iTunes. Go on iTunes and get the Sophia Janelle CD. And go on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and pick up the Faithful Liar book. Follow me on Twitter. Friend request me on Facebook. It's a movement. Yeah. Yeah. So once again, I appreciate you guys for having me on air. Always have a good time.
Girl, it's always great to have you here. Now, folks don't know, we've been playing some of the music from her CD. We feature some of her music in the listener lounge as well. So we'll definitely make sure that we announce that. So now, once again, you said follow you on Twitter. Okay, give us the website. Give us all that information before we let you go.
All right, the website is SophiaJanelle.com. You can follow me on Twitter at SophiaJanelleTaylor. And you can friend request me at SophiaJanelleTaylor. Yeah, so I can keep you guys posted on when the next book is coming up. And I do live readings. I'll let you know when all my concerts are and when the book readings are. So, yeah, I'll keep you guys in the loop.
Yeah, so when this all book right. comes out, you better come back here and let us know. You better come on a show and let us know.
Of course, and next time I'll even do a little reading for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I do a little reading, too. Matter of fact, next time you come, we can read together, because I do that, too. Okay?
Who you going to be? Who you want to be?
Who you want me to be,
G.
baby?
G.
I'm not G, Miss Delius. I'm not G. Anybody you want me to be, girl. We'll work all that out. Next time you come, we'll do a reading session. That's going to be fun. I can't wait. Well, listen, sweetheart, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for coming on the show. And, folks, go out and get the book. It's a great book. It's a great read. And let me tell you something before I let you go, because I want you to realize how much this book, how good this book is. I've only read 3 books in my life. 3.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hold on.
I'm not judging you. I'm listening. So that, I'm really honored.
Okay, I thought you were trying to judge me for a minute. I read Empire Strike Back, I read Silver Streak, and I read Faithful Liar. I'm telling you, it's a great book, and I'm not a book reader. So,
yeah.
Hey.
I just want to know if she like Kimberly Lawson.
It's what?
Are your books like Kimberly Lawson's books? Are you familiar with her?
Yes, I am. I don't think so. No, you have to, once you get it, you'll be able to answer that one. But I don't think so, although she's a wonderful author.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, she's the truth. But I'm honored. Just the fact that you said you've only read 3 books, I am definitely honored, and I can't wait even until you finish that book and the next one. So I might be turning you into a reader.
No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But I will be reading your books.
Good.
I'll read your books, and I can't wait until you do the movie. Listen, sweetie, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Love you so
much.
God bless. That is Sophia Janelle Taylor.
Bye, Sophia.
All right.
Great stuff, man. You too, baby. Love you so much. Pick her book up. You can go to Amazon to pick this thing up. Barnes & Noble, you can pick it up. It's a great book. It's a great read. Listen, and like I said, see, the thing that gets me when people talk about, there are people who say, well, you know, I'd rather read the book than watch the movie. Hell no, I'd rather see the movie. I've never been a guy that felt that the book would be better than the movie. But in this case, this is a damn good book.
It was a damn good read, man. It was a page-turner, man. I enjoyed this book, man.
And here's the thing that really tripped me out about it, Mr. Elias. I thought, because, you know, we've had artists on the show before, authors on the show before, some that will never come back thanks to you-know-who, but I digress. But, brother poured his heart out. How you gonna write a book about relationships and your ass only been in one? Thank you, Momo B. Thank you.
What's the name of the book, Jay?
It's called Faithful
Liar.
Faithful Liar.
Okay. Yeah,
Faithful
Liar.
Yeah, on Amazon. Get your damn dog too. Thank you. Yeah. Faithful Liar. So anyway,
So this book.
Now keep in mind now. So when you read this book, you know, the thing that's so cool about it for me is that it takes you into the lives of these people, right? And when you look at, it's like you know these jokers, man. And
so, yes,
I'm telling you.
Exactly. Yes.
I'm fascinated with it. I've been missing out. Maybe I will become a reader. To me, man, I'm a very visual person. I like seeing stuff. Like I said, I want to see Tasha naked, and I still do want to see her naked, by the way. But I'm a visual person, and so it's hard for me to read books because I will have this image in my mind, and then if I see the movie, I'm like, that's not what that person I thought would look like. So if I had a preference, I would rather see the movie versus read the book. Oh, man, we didn't say bye to the J. King Network. I guess they figured it out by now. But bye. But it's a great, great book. Guys, y'all need to pick it up. Seriously. Matter of fact, here's your homework. Momo B, will you be done with the book by Saturday?
Of course I will.
Okay, Miss Terry, will you be at least halfway? This book ain't no damn small book. Either. That's what damn sure.
I just ordered it on Kindle. I just did it.
You're not going to be
but
done
it won't
by
take, it, won't take, it won't take me long because it only took me 3 days to read,
it wasn't that exciting if you can't remember the damn name.
Oh, no. It was really exciting. I can't remember the name right now. I'm not thinking right. But, I read fast, so.
Okay, well, it's over 300 pages. Isn't that thing over 300 pages?
Yes.
It's a big book. I didn't realize it was that damn big.
It is.
Because let me tell you something.
300 pages isn't much, especially if you're not, but you're not a reader, so 300 pages is not much, Jay, but we know.
That is a lot of damn pages.
He don't know no better.
I know you ain't talking. When the last time you read that damn book that has a whole bunch of pages that's called the Bible? Have you gotten one yet? Leave me the hell alone, Momo.
Excuse me. Thank you.
You're welcome. So anyway,
When's the last time you picked it up?
Ain't nobody talking to you.
On your three books.
Hey, I read parts of the Bible. Hey, get off my ass, okay? Leave me the hell alone. Thank you very much. So listen, seriously, y'all go pick the book up. All right, we're going to step out and take a break. J. Ryle Show, Listen to the Lounge, coming up next. Don't go nowhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Knock knock, who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry H. Show. Man, them girls will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about, man?
I tuned into Jay on the J. Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Yeah, crazy.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even seem to do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, you know how we do it every Wednesday. It is the Listening Lounge. 15 minutes of nothing but the very best in indie artists, Neo Soul. It's a great lounge tonight, man, Mr. Elias. It should be fun.
Well, let's get into it. Let's not delay, man. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Good morning, heartache. Thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you no how. Just good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Good morning, heartache. Know if you're gonna stay. Heartache, you're gonna have to get a job. Cause mama's got bills to pay.
Okay. Even you.
Do that, will you?
How could you leave me always standing alone? You We hope that you enjoyed your stay. We will see you next week, right here, at the TJRS Listening Lounge.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
All right, folks, we have 3 minutes to wrap this damn thing up. And so your thoughts, Mr. Elias, on the Sophia Janelle Taylor interview tonight?
I thought it was a pretty good interview, man. I wish we could have done a little longer, man, because man, I really wanted to dive into that book a lot more, man, because it's a good read, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know the thing, though, man, I was talking to somebody about, you know, people say, well, you know, you got to have guests on. You know, usually, man, if you look at radio, usually people are on for a set. So, you know, hey, man, I want to say thank you to her for hanging out with us for a couple of sets, man. It was good.
Yes.
Mama B, baby. So now, you can tell the truth. It's just us. You can tell the truth now. Your ass is Kim. All the way around. How you gonna say that you a little bit of Kim? You a lot of bit of Kim. When she broke that damn window, when she told myself, she said, boom, 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 get your mother duck in there. I said, oh, that's Momo. Me and Mr. Elias were reading the book together. I said, that's Momo. That's Momo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was your ass.
I don't know what you want me to say. I said I see a lot of me in her character. I do.
And then what got me is when the part that they said that when she said that old boy like she didn't come home that night because he'd have been dead. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, that's her. Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot all about that part.
1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
But she was waiting in the bushes to ambush his ass. She sent, look, she sent the baby to be with somebody so she can go paramilitary on his ass, Mr. Elliott. She had on camouflage waiting in the weeds. I said, boy, yeah. That ain't Momo B, ain't nothing else is, boy. Lord have mercy, Jesus. But what?
There's a lot of Kims. There's a lot of Kims in this world. It's not just Momo.
Well, but we know one. And, boy, that's the first thing me and him said was, hey, man, that's Momo B. And we started laughing.
It's going to take me probably a week to get it or two because
It's only on Amazon. So I'm going to have to go buy me a Kindle so I can download it.
No, you don't. You don't need a Kindle.
Barnes & Noble, too.
Barnes & Noble have it.
Yeah.
They have it. Barnes & Noble has it.
Okay.
Do you have a tablet? Do you have a tablet?
I have a Samsung tablet. It's not an iPad.
I have one, too. All right, let me tell you what you need to do, girl. I'm going to save you some money. We'll talk on the other side. We'll talk.
My brother is cheaper. Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Find.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
No more be final thoughts, jeez.
My final thought is learn my body. Just because I'm wet does not mean I had an orgasm.
Oh,
learn it.
Oh my God.
Learn it and recognize.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say behind that. Jeez. Learn her body. Okay, and Mr. LES, man, final thoughts, McDowell.
Oh, man, my final thoughts are this, man. Blur my body. Ain't no head out. you know.
All right.
Look, and my final thoughts is, learn my body, hell. Just because I'm squealing like a pig don't mean I am enjoying myself. Just because I'm squealing like a pig don't mean I'm enjoying myself. I could be faking. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Rewind. Find.
Okay, so now I'm going to tell you how to do this, Vanessa, because I have a Samsung. What you have to do is you have to go to your app store, download the Kindle app. Once you download the Kindle app, then you can go and pull the book down. It's $4.99, the electronic read on it, the electronic version of it, okay? Vanessa?
Yes, I'm here. I was letting Bobby listen so he could do it, so I can start reading it.
Oh, Bobby Jones. Yeah, just
Bobby
go,
Jones,
yeah. Just,
okay.
Yeah, just download the Kindle app, and once you get the app, you sign up for Kindle, and then you can download it. I did it 2 days ago.
Okay.
$4.99.
I'll start reading.
All right.
Okay. All right. That works.
All right.
Thank
All right.
you.
You're welcome. And on that note, it's time for our final. Is this Callie Wood? Callie Wood, is this you?
Yes, it is.
I'm bringing your ass in all late on Negro time. Hello, Callie Wood.
You know what it is? Look, I just want somebody to learn my body, too. Shoot. I've been in the cut most of the show, and I want to go say nothing. But then when Momo B said what she said, that I got to, like, you know, I got to add my little 250. You know, I'm in New York. And I didn't get to meet the little blind date dude, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn.
So exactly. So I know we only got 2 seconds, but please, can somebody learn my body too? Please.
Oh, damn.
Can somebody cross the Sahara Desert, please? I mean,
oh damn.
Just blow some
more
my way. That's all.
Stop, Callie. Stop.
You know?
Oh, you stop, Callie. You stop this. You stop this madness right now. Oh, damn. Oh, man, that was funny. All right, look. Man, we have 2 minutes left. All right, Momo, be real quick. Final thoughts.
I just want everybody listening to go out and get that Sophia Janelle Taylor book. She is a great author, and the book is quite entertaining. Like I said, if it wasn't, I would have told you straight up. But it is a good read, so go ahead and cop that, because I can't wait to get back to it. As soon as I hang up, I'm getting right back into it. Yes.
You ain't lying, because I'm on the last chapter, and I didn't finish it either. All right, Miss Terry, final thoughts, baby.
Great show. Good night.
Thank you. Rich Sister, final thoughts.
Everybody take care and good night.
Thank you very much. Vanessa, final thoughts. Bobby, let go of my booty, Bobby. Let go of my booty, Bobby. Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you for that. All right, Callie Wood, final thoughts.
Thank you, guys, and I'll speak to you guys on Saturday.
Learn about it. Miss Elias! Final song.
Thanks for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Oh, man. All right, look. So y'all check out our girl's book. It's a great book. And like I said, I'm not a reader, but I'm like Momo B. I'm at the end, and I want to know what happens at the end. What's going to piss me off, I think what she's doing, she is dragging this thing along, man. I'm going to be mad if I get to the end of this book and it's not going to solve some of these answers for me. But that's okay. We'll deal with it later. All right, so Miss Elias, man.
There's two other books behind this, so you know it's going to be open.
Okay, but it's not written, though. Don't be teasing. You can't do that. Not on no book.
Yes, you can.
Of course you can.
You do that for
a damn miniseries.
For a miniseries.
I always read series. I love 3 to 4 books.
This is new to me.
Reading is new. Reading is new to you. We know that. Reading is new.
Go to hell. Go to hell, Miss Terry. Yes, Miss Elias.
Reading is fundamental.
Ain't nobody asked you nothing, Sahabi. Sahabi Darius O'Hara Desert. Sit your ass down. Yes, Miss Elias.
Well, all I was saying was when I was telling you the other night that the D that was at her house, that was at the young lady's house, who's the one that can't get him in?
It was Daryl. And Shima and Daryl.
Yeah, I remember we said, that ain't Daryl. I said, yeah, that is Daryl. And she was telling Daryl because she's like, he's attractive. I was like, yeah, that's Daryl.
Oh, so you think that maybe they're going to be bumping pelvises in the next book then? You have to tune in to find out. I don't know. All right, Mr. Elias, man, can we shut this thing down, dog?
Oh, man, let's shut it down.
Woo! So, Vanessa, welcome back, girl. Rich Sister, County Wood, Miss T, Momo, BZ, and Naheezy. Mr. Elias and our very special guest, Sophia Janelle Taylor. I'm J-Rock. Guys, we'll see you on Saturday. Read the book so you can talk to us later. Gators.
They introduced me as Fly Girl.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.